We Talk Podcast presents. Welcome to the Stick Boy Podcast. I'm Joel Johnson. We had a lot of breaking news this week as we get on the way to the road to WrestleMania, so let's check it out.
What it is, what it do, welcome to Stick Boys. One Fall Podcast with your host Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot and the one, the only, the ultimate babyface, Mr. Joel Johnson.
How's it going?
Going all right. You know, the exciting thing is, Joel, it's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, match of the year, the Royal Rumble match at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. But the lead up to it, as we always like to say, to quote Pete Campbell, not great, Bob.
Yeah, it hasn't been anything special. There's nothing that's standing out. We got to see Vince McMahon fumble around with balls, so there's that.
Okay, and here's the funny thing about that is that exact same segment was done in 1999 with one of his children. 1999, go back to the WWE Network.
We're plugging it.
Yep, go to the WWE Network only for $9.99 in the States, $11.99 in Canada. Shane McMahon, Vince McMahon, the Tumblr. Who will get number one? Stone Cold Steve Austin. Let's check again. Who will get number one? Stone Cold Steve Austin. They recycle the segment from 1999.
Well, see, Roman Reigns is Stone Cold, didn't you know? So.
Oh, I do know, but I don't accept it.
See, I think the one thing, like, we're jumping right into the podcast and we're talking about stuff. I don't think Roman Reigns should be built like a carbon copy of John Cena or Stone Cold or The Rock or Mick Foley or the Brooklyn Brawler or any of these guys. He should be his own person, his own storyline, his own path, and just feels like, and it creates more argument for, no, we don't believe that. We're not buying into your world, because it's already been done once before by a Texas Rattlesnake, so no.
My argument would be, too, with Roman, and I really want to get into Raw, but I think the thing with Roman is he kind of reminds me of his cousin in some way, because when Rocky Maivia came in, he was this over-the-top babyface, and the fans didn't accept him, and so he said, screw you, went to the Nation of Domination, and he was just so loved, and then he turned babyface. They got a feeling how he was, like, you're not ready yet. Then they put him with the authority, the corporation at the time, and then flipped him. And then he was the ultimate babyface. And I don't know. Maybe they can do that with him. I do know it's pretty bad that if the WrestleMania match was him versus John Cena, which it obviously can't be, I feel like those adult fans, a majority of them, would be going for John Cena. And what a turn that is.
The world would be the world would stop spinning, Josh. It would be quite a moment. I just, like, even when Roman, you notice when Roman, let's jump right into Raw. I think there was only really one moment that to really hit on for Raw. It was some highs and lows. I'll give him that. But the
more lows.
The ending sequence stood out to me for two reasons.
Yes.
It stood out how important Brock Lesnar is. Brock gets a pop, means a lot, but it also showed how much they like Brock over Roman. Because do you not hear Roman
got booed as soon as he speared him?
Yep.
As soon as he speared him, he got booed. And I will say two things I pointed out to you in that statement. Well, one I pointed out to you, the other one I never got to point out to you, watching it back. Number one, that's the most we've ever seen Brock Lesnar sell in our entire life. Let's hit a number one, and then I'll hit on my second point afterwards. So what did you think about that? Were you just as surprised as I was? Because I think both of us were kind of like, oh, well, Brock's going to get up and destroy the Wyatts, and he never did.
No, and that's one thing that I was expecting. I was like, the Wyatts are out there to be fed to Brock. But no, he sold. And this is the first time you've seen a vulnerable, injured Brock Lesnar in a way. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays into the Royal Rumble, because you have this guy that ended the Undertaker's undefeated streak. And he was vulnerable. Roman laid him out with two spears.
He is, and I like that. And he's going to come in, and when Brock's music hits, you know you're going to get an angry beast. And the second part I liked about that, Joel, is some people were complaining that, oh, why were the Wyatts standing there? That was maybe my favorite part of it, because this is a company that is starving for heels.
Oh, yeah.
They need a mainstream heel, and they're like, Bray, we're taking the ball. We're giving it to you. Brass ring attached. Go.
Yeah. And they felt like a big deal. Like, I felt like that was an oh shit moment.
Yep.
When he hit Sister Abigail and he didn't get
back and he kissed him on the forehead. Because I was wondering, I'm like, is Brock going to even allow him to kiss him? Just because that's like such a cocky taunt, you know? It's like Cam Newton going to the end zone and dabbing. If you don't want to let them do it, you don't let them do it. With the Cam Newton, especially getting the touchdown. And with Brock, it's like, oh, before he goes to kiss him, he's going to reverse this in the F5. I thought that the entire time. And then when he hit that kiss, that was the bigger move to me than even hitting that. That he kissed him the forehead, like a kiss goodbye. Like, this is a signal of, yep, we're putting the wides over huge.
Yeah. And, you know, I kind of sit there and I think about it. And suddenly, you don't think about that feud with The Undertaker. You don't think about some of the mishaps with Bray Wyatt. Mm-hmm. You just thought about that moment, that kiss. And I will agree with you. When I saw that kiss, I was like, there's no way he's kissing Brock Lesnar. Mm-hmm. No. That's not going to happen.
No.
You know?
No.
And when he did it, it was like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
And then... I think that was a big part, because that just showed what the Wyatts can be.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone looked strong.
Everybody did. And I know, like, there's been some talk that Braun can't do the singles run, and I don't think you need Braun Strowman to be a singles wrestler.
No.
I don't think he'll ever be that. I think, you know, he's kind of what Kurgan should have ever always been. If I've dated myself with Kurgan, but the oddities were more of an attraction, or they put Kurgan in more of a standard, like, big state. It's kind of like what Big Vis was in the ministry, right?
Yeah.
He's this big body that's just going to destroy you. And Braun is way past what Viscera has been.
Oh, yeah.
But that's all Viscera needs to be. I mean, that's all that Braun needs to be, and that's all Eric Rowe needs to be. To me, the only other stand-up that can have a singles career is Luke Harper.
Yeah.
And maybe that'll come, but I like that all of them got it in. Even, like, when Harper got the big boot, I was like, okay, well, yeah, Harper's going to get the big boot. And then when Rowan came with a spin kick, even there, I thought, oh, Brock's going to get that spin kick and put him on his back in F5. Like, the entire time, like, okay, well, yeah, Harper gets his in, and maybe Braun gets his in, because you want to save that big spot with Braun getting F5. But I'm like, oh, well, Eric Rowan's not getting a move on Brock Lesnar. And sure enough, he did.
Yeah, he did what most wrestlers haven't been able to do, hit a move on Brock Lesnar and not get taken to Suplex City.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the one thing they did, and this is, I don't even know if it was a bad Raw as much as it was a boring Raw, but they established the Wyatts as being a threat in the Royal Rumble. They established them as top heels. They established them as a threat to Brock. And Joel, did they just establish a WrestleMania program?
I think they did, Josh.
I think they did too.
I'm kind of like, I'm intrigued. I'm like, I wonder what's going to happen with this.
Like, you and I had been talking about, well, it could be him, it could be Kevin Owens. And I'm hearing a little more buzz of Kevin Owens and Undertaker now.
Ooh.
And what's the one belt the Undertaker's never held, Joel?
The Intercontinental Josh,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Why is that?
I just, because The Undertaker's part-time.
Oh, well, I think this is what if I was booking it, if KO is the guy, I still think, and I think you would agree with me, I want him and Vin.
Yeah.
I want those two entrances. But let's say if, you know, we're fantasy booking here and you have him versus Kevin Owens, he just drops the title the next night. Simple as that.
Yeah.
You have a tournament, and maybe that's when all of a sudden this guy named Nakamura comes out and jumps into the tournament. He was the Intercontinental Champion in Japan, and he's going to be the Intercontinental Champion here.
I like that. You know, I actually don't, in hindsight, I don't mind that. But what does it do for Kevin Owens losing to Brock?
Undertaker?
But, yeah.
He puts in a hell of a fight, you know?
Yeah.
And he just, for him, you listen to his interviews, KO has so many similarities to Punk, it's scary sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think he's the kind of guy that it's just like, oh, I got the face of Undertaker, I don't care if I lose. For him, it's just a dream, right? Yeah. He's just such a wrestling fan. It's like you and I. You look at the show and the mainstream of it, and maybe we should be focusing on what the show is, but for a guy like Kevin Owens, it'd be like, I get to wrestle the Undertaker, beat me in 3 seconds, I don't care. It's like CM Punk. I don't care if I'm not the main event, if I'm in the main event with The Rock and John Cena, I'm in the main event of WrestleMania with The Rock.
Yeah.
I will lose in 5 seconds, but I'm in the main event.
Yeah.
Like that, when Punk said that, you realize how much the wrestling business means to him. Yeah. I think it's the same thing that Kevin Owens has, Sammy has, that an AJ Styles will get to, and of many other guys, that means that much to them, this industry.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with you. Now thinking about it, you know, you kind of sold me on it, but it's definitely will be a wait and see. I'm hoping that it all works out in the end.
Me too. Let's continue to hit on Raw, because we can't sugarcoat it. Raw had a lot of lowlights, unfortunately.
Oh yeah, like it just did not look. It wasn't good. I didn't watch a lot of it, to be honest. Like, I know what was going on, and I'd see little moments, but I just kind of
I want to talk to you about one thing. So we're 3 weeks into Chris Jericho. I have a theory of what's going on with him, but I want to know what your thoughts are before I tell you my theory.
I think he's just a heel waiting to happen. The way he's dressing, the way he's behaving, he knows what he's doing. It is a heel waiting to pop up.
I think he's a heel, but I think his character is an out-of-touch old guy.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's kind of going for. He's out of touch with the new brands. Everything's kind of passed him by. And it's 1999. Even Steph, when he came by, and he's trying to call the bottom-feeding trash bag ho. And she's like, get something original, get something new. We've all evolved. And he's kind of this guy that's changed, this relic. And he can't change, and he won't change.
That'd be actually a really fun character. Now that the way you kind of pitch it, it's kind of like, and that's why fans have been complaining online, because that's what he wants all along, and how he dresses and how he behaves.
He's more. He sees something like Rudy Tooty Booty. He's like, that's funny. I'm trending. That's cool, right, guys?
Yeah. And then Jericho's a smart enough guy. I don't think he's ever fully out of touch with everything.
No,
I think he knows. No.
Aside from the Fandango program when he came back. Most of the time when Chris Jericho comes back, he has something in place of a plan that he's going to go with going to WrestleMania. And I don't know who he's going to face at WrestleMania. I mean, we're both hoping for AJ Styles. Maybe even Dean Ambrose. We'll see.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with you. I think that, and that's one thing. Like, there's a lot of heat on Jericho, but maybe this is all what he wants.
I think it is, and also in that segment, Rusev was tremendous in the mic. You forget how good he is.
Yeah.
Like, he was one of the saving graces of that terrible Dolph Lana program in Summer Rae. He's a funny guy, Rusev, and he has, like, really good lines. I think Del Rio has gone leaps and bounds in the mic these last little bit.
Oh, yeah.
He has greatly improved. I'm looking forward to his evolution. Why don't they get past this Kalisto program and start moving forward? Del Rio's really grown, but the whole League of Nations kind of look like scrubs.
Yeah, they're not anything special anymore. I'm sorry. They were never even special to start.
No.
Like, when they say that they're going to win the Royal Rumble, I'm like, I start laughing.
Yeah, well, and I think we know for a fact that one of the League of Nations guys will not be in that Rumble. And that's Wade. There's no chance Wade's in that.
Oh, he'll be in there, only to be knocked out in 5 seconds.
You really think so? I think that's just a waste of a spot, though.
It's good. I think they're going to be a little. They're going to be some holes in this Royal Rumble for sure with the injuries. So I think that they'll fill out. And actually, they have a list. And
we'll go to the list. Save that list. We'll save that list when we get to the Rumble preview. I guess you know another thing I kind of liked. I swear we'll get to some low likes, but I thought that they did a tremendous job with Becky and Charlotte.
Yeah.
I liked Becky getting into the mind of Flair and be like, Flair getting in and be like, I'm not dead and blah, blah, blah. That they did a really good job with that. And I think we finally kind of broken away from the Divas Revolution and just had good women's wrestling now. Like we had in NXT with solid programs, which is perfect. Sasha's not part of this right now. When she comes back, she doesn't have to be probably with Team Bad, and she can just cruise and do a program with whoever wins this.
Yeah, I think Charlotte retains, but I've enjoyed Becky Lynch's work. I thought she's done a tremendous job so far.
Me too.
And that's one of the big things that I'm like, she's doing a good job, so just keep letting her do her thing and keep letting her go on the mic and the wooing.
Yeah. Oh, they got rid of that goofy character with Becky, too, because remember when she's coming, she's talking about dinosaurs and aliens and had these really weird promos. But I think after that Jericho podcast, it's always weird whenever they do these podcasts, like, oh, they're a real person and they have this and this and this. And it always doesn't kind of find them. Remember Ryback had that run there for 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, he's a real person and blah, blah, blah. And I think when Becky did hers and talked about her travels and people could kind of get behind that and they kind of put it into the show and also just let her feature more central on her promos and be more realistic and down to earth and being stabbed as the best friend and all that stuff. And it really worked for Becky.
Yeah.
And now I think whoever wins this, you start cruising your way to hopefully Sasha or maybe a triple threat, fatal four-way. Maybe put Paige in there because I don't know if Nikki's coming back because we'll get into this. I'll have a total diva rundown and Joel can elaborate in his thoughts, but that neck with Nikki, it's not looking good.
No, it's not. And that's one of the things that there's now a void in that divas division that there are certain people that can step up and go, yeah, I was a big deal in NXT, and I'm going to be a big deal on the main roster, too.
It's good to see Natty back. That was really good to see her done with her ankle injury, and how much have we been saying we want to see Natty versus, we want to see more Natty versus Paige, we want to see Natty versus Becky, we want to see Natty versus Charlotte one more time, and dear Lord in heaven, we want to see Natty and Sasha Banks.
Oh, yeah, that is the match that I think a lot of wrestling, like just fans of pro wrestling, will be like, "This is what we want to see. This is what we paid to see." So let's get it going.
I think that we could maybe get two divas matches at WrestleMania this year with the injuries.
Yeah,
I think that's entirely possible.
Yeah, there is a realm. I do think I would not be surprised if Sasha does not battle Charlotte for the divas title at WrestleMania, and it's Trish Stratus.
Ooh, you heard something?
No, I haven't heard anything. It's just a gut feeling.
What about that Team Bestie match?
I don't know. I don't think the team, the Besties versus Bellas are going to happen.
Because of Nikki?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that will miss us.
I mean, we've had those little, you know, we've had those whispers since Tough Enough about Lita and Paige.
Yeah.
And maybe if Lita faces one of these girls, you know, she works at the company now.
Yeah.
She's down in NXT as a trainer. I think, you know, Lita wouldn't mind one last match because I don't really remember Lita's last match, really. Like, Lita's last match, all I remember was Crime Time calling her a hoe and throwing her, like, panties into the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, that was right. That's how they wrote her. Oh.
Yeah, and, like Trish, as you remember. Trish, as you remember.
Yeah.
You remember the sharpshooter in Toronto getting the seventh title and retiring. I mean, yeah, she had the match with Snooki and all that stuff, but that's the match you remember. It's like with Flair. You don't remember Flair's last match in TNA against Mick Foley. You remember the one with Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, and that super kick.
What else? So, I mean, you know, there really wasn't like lowlights of Raw. Like, it was fine. It was just a boring show with some unnecessary tag matches. The Martin Luther King bit with Adrian Neville was a little weird.
Yeah, I don't even want to cross into that water.
That was a little weird. It was just kind of like, hey, we have four African Americans and one white guy. Isn't this funny?
I bet you Vince wasn't. That's why Vince was struggling at the balls, because he was laughing so hard from the jokes he
wrote. This will be hilarious.
Let's talk about that. Like, just quickly, because it was.
The balls?
Yeah.
At first, did you not think he was faking it?
Like, he's 70 and he's ripped.
And Stephanie just opened it so easily. That was the weirdest thing to me. It's like, oh, Stephanie's just like, yeah, Dad, I can do this.
Do you think Vince is kind of getting a little to that age where you're like, no, you're not supposed to ride on the lawnmower. That's not going to take you to McDonald's. Just come back. Put you in bed.
I mean, I love Vince, but right now, I think is my if we did the awards right now for my worst out of the room performer, it may be Vince.
Yeah.
It may be Vince because I like Stephanie's line about McMahon's millions. I totally had forgotten about McMahon's millions.
Oh, God.
And when he got Rickrolled on live television and didn't know what was going on. What is this? Huh? It was just funny, too. Like, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the Freddie Prinze Jr. podcast with Chris Jericho.
No.
Oh, just Freddie Prinze's Vince impression, which may be better than mine, but just stuff that he would tell Freddie Prinze Jr. was hilarious. Like, Freddie Prinze was writing for Jeff Hardy and was writing for The Undertaker. And one day Vince was like, well, you know, pal, you can write for Kane. But he was just saying, like, it's next to impossible to write for Kane because there's words that Vince, like, will not let Kane not say. And, like, words like, he's like, Freddie Prinze said, like, oh, yeah, he wrote a promo, and Kane said, I'm going to destroy. He's like, destroy? No, he's going to obliterate. Kane doesn't destroy, he obliterates. And one other thing, too, was he was writing for, I think it was Brian Kendrick, and really pushing him and Finley to get the title on to Kendrick, and it was pretty close, but Vince is like, no, little guys get injured too easily.
Oh, how sad that statement is now.
It's true in some ways. I mean, you look at some of those guys, like Evan Bourne, injured, Rey Mysterio, injured, Daniel Bryan, injured. I'm sure there's cases of big guys too. Like, how many bloody times has John Cena, Batista, Mason Ryan, all those big guys torn something, Triple H? Like, it's squats. Kevin Nash. Like, it doesn't really matter to me what size you are. It's wrestling. You're working in a the way that your body is at a crazy amount of dates and time, and the proportion is all out of whack. And like, even NBA, NHL players are getting 2 days off, and they don't give NBA players back to backs or NHL players back to backs anymore because of how crazy and much damage it can do in your body.
Oh, yeah.
Like NFL, you have a 4 day span. If you have like if you play on like a Sunday and you play the Thursday, it's crazy for your body. Like, you don't want these guys and gals are what, wrestling 5 days a week?
Yeah, pretty much.
So we see all these injuries on there, but going back with Vince, it's just funny what goes into his mind and just watching him struggle with this ball.
You know what, Josh? I think you were right when you pitched an idea to me. They should make a movie called Being Vince McMahon.
Oh, my God.
Go into Vince's mind.
Best. Well, and Jericho was telling a story, too. He was on a flight. I think it was just Japan or something. And he took a picture of Vince sleeping because Vince never sleeps. Two Jericho stories here, and then we'll move on with Vince. So one with that was Vince is like, delete that fucking picture. And Jericho's like, just... Vince, I'm not going to put it anywhere. It's happening. Like, I am not leaving till you delete it. So he had to, like, watch him delete it. And Vince is like, and I know there's a backup in there. Delete that shit, too. And then Jericho was also telling the story when they were, like, was on a plane with Vince. He got to, like, New York or something for Tough Enough. And it was, like, 4 o'clock, and they were at the hotel. And he passes Vince, and... he's like, he sees him, and Vince is like, what are you doing, pal? He's like, oh, I'm going to bed. It's 3 o'clock. He's like, well, I'm going to the gym. He's like, you're coming to work out with me. And Jericho's like, no, I'm not. I'm going to bed. It's 3 o'clock. He's like, well, you're lost, pal. I can listen to Vince McMahon stories all day. I just, you know, I'd like to just do a case study of him just entrapped in like a zoo, like atmosphere, like we have gorillas. This cage with this man, and just watch the way his mind works. It's just, I've never heard of any other human being like him. He's just so unique, Joel. He just always intrigues me. Even like with Heyman, when he, the sneezing story, when Heyman sneezed, like, I've never sneezed before. And then when he sneezed, and Heyman's like, ha! You sneeze, you goddammit, I never sneezed, I'm so mad. It's just, and then just watching him struggle with those balls, you know. Sorry, I want to let you talk, Joel, I promise. But, you know, like, he's just with those balls, you can tell he's like, God damn it, in the back. He's like, I gotta get that goddamn ball. I gotta work out more.
You know, I look, I that's what I was thinking when Vince was struggling. And I was like, please put a mic near him. I want to hear what he has to say. Because he'd probably be cursing. And he's like, Urgh. And it's like, Vince will always be like, that meant to happen. I meant to struggle.
It was funny too, because like he had the approach to it, like he was twisting really heavily, and Steph just like turns it. These are like those are the things that they have like in like those quarter things that the kids take out the prize for,
Yeah.
and like that's all you need to do. Like you just need to like twist. Like I think you have to hold down on it and then twist it, right? And Vince is like it's childproof in a way. Vince is like not pushing down on it, just twisting the damn
It's
thing.
Vince proof. That's what it is.
It's
They made sure
fuck.
that it was Vince proof. That was a prank that was pulled on Vince.
It was ridiculous. Like that was one of the moments of the year. You know, some people have those weird remixes on YouTube and stuff. I want to see a weird remix of that. Just constantly seems like just struggling with it.
You know, and here's the thing. And then kind of get back on track slowly.
Yeah, it's hard when you get to Vince.
Is regardless of what Vince McMahon's doing, whether it sucks or it's good, we just spent 10 minutes talking about Vince McMahon.
Oh, he's entertaining as all hell.
If you could just get into his mind
Oh
for
my God. It's
10
like
minutes.
being I was saying actually, the show I was telling you was like being John Malkovich, but being Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get into his mind and get into his mind for the Montreal Screwjob
Yeah.
or Hogan or Daniel Bryan or Triple
Or
H.
I'd like to be when he was on SNL and Hunter and Big Show tell this story. Who's his band? They're really good. Vince, that's AC/DC. Oh, they're new? Nope. Vince, they've been around forever. I like them a lot. They're really good. And then Vince uses them like a million different times than every other time he gets. He just found AC/DC in like a 2000s SNL performance that The Rock was on.
Oh my God. Well, he's a busy man, so.
Yes, he is, but still.
Well, kind of getting back on track, Vince McMahon derails a lot of our conversations.
He is just, I think, like, I dread the day that man passes away because that's going to be a long podcast. And
Oh.
the only thing I look forward to is the podcast telling the Vince stories.
You know, the minute that happens, how many Vince stories are suddenly going to come out
Oh,
of the
I'm going to be
woodworks?
so excited for those.
Some of them aren't going to be positive, but there's going to be a few good ones out there.
One little note here, really quickly. We could go on a different rant here, but Hulk Hogan posted something on social media this evening. Were you familiar with the ride along skit that Conan did with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube?
Yeah.
He said, "I'm surprised they never got pulled over by the police."
Oh.
When does he learn?
Why does that man not have his own PR staff? Why doesn't he have someone?
And maybe he's just meaning because she was a student driver and they were smoking weed and stuff. But he has to understand if they're saying something like that in this age with two African Americans in the back, people are going to think bad things, Hogan. Stop getting, just get off, delete it. Like, the stupidest one was when he had that Obama one. That, oh, Mark Maron. Obama goes to Mark Maron's and says the N-word, but when Hogan says it, he gets fired. We're not going to go on a whole rant about this. Say your piece and then let's get back on track.
Hogan is product of his time, but he's very entertaining because he doesn't have a filter, and
No.
he is not smart enough. I'm
He's like
sorry
your
to say.
grandfather at Christmas.
He is not wise enough to have his own PR staff and go up to them, "Hey brother, I want to send out this tweet." And his PR
Yeah.
staff go, "No, Hogan, don't, no, stop it, Hogan, don't." Like he's one of those guys that I'm like, someone needs to filter what you say. Could you imagine if you had a Twitter feed into Vince McMahon's mind?
Oh my God. Okay, let's not. That was Angry Vince, though. That's what Angry Vince was.
I loved Angry Vince.
Okay, let's get back on track. A super low light was the funeral of Francesca.
Yeah.
Only knew you for so long. Came into our lives like a shiny light. Another one gone too soon. But now you get to go to Dead Wrestler Beach and just entertain the boys. We'll miss you, Francesca. We'll miss you.
I loved how they came out in suits. And it was a big deal to them.
Yeah. I like how they sold this horn.
I like how they've toned back on the New Day. Mm-hmm. They don't have them in everything.
No, thank God, because even I was getting a little bit annoyed with them.
Now they pop up one segment, and you get... I love Big E. Big E's, like, main eventer.
Yeah, I like Big E, too. Anything else from Raw?
No, nothing that I really want to talk about. The one thing that I didn't like was, man, you build these social outcasts, and then you feed them to the Big Show. Who?
Yeah, why did they beat Dolph 2 weeks ago? What was the point of that?
Because, again, we need that Twitter feed into Vince's mind to find out why he does the thing.
Well, then last week he points out Dolph randomly. He's like, oh yeah, Dolph says what I know. I'm like, I don't,
Who did he all point out? I've been trying to...
Dolph was one. Sheamus was one. Brock was one. Kevin Owens was one. I think those are the four.
And then the New Day, didn't he?
Yeah, because he's like, can I get a hallelujah?
Oh my God.
Can I take back my worst performer? I'm giving him my best. I love it. I don't care. I need a vinyl pop figure of him.
Oh God, if they had a vinyl pop, I'd buy it.
Oh yeah.
But it has to, what it has to be is it has to have it chain and him flexing.
Yes, sure. Yes, done. Sold. That was a little, and one thing I really wanted to talk about on Raw is Tyler Breeze, Joel. What was the point? It is so weird. You watch Breaking Ground and there's this big come up and he's going and Tyler's so happy. Yes, I achieved my dream. I'm going to the main roster. And you know, the first few weeks he comes out and he has the VIP lounge and everyone's getting the character, and now he's just a geek getting pinned in a match that has Connor in it. Instead of the Ascension getting pinned, he gets pinned. No entrance, no Summer Rae, no selfie stick. The jobber of jobbers.
Yeah, everything that worked for that gimmick in NXT is gone.
I will say, you and I worried about this since day one. You and I knew it was not going to get over.
Yeah. And Vince gives up on things really quick these days.
Mm-hmm. And they doomed him from day one, because remember we said, like, why is Tyler Breeze in the bracket?
Yeah.
We're like, he's going to lose his first match. Like, we hated it. And I mean, we keep on hearing about this stuff that he likes to take people that people like, bring them all the way down and then bring them back up, which I've never understood. And it's ruined guys. Like, it ruined MVP and it ruined Shelton.
Yep.
And ruined Carlito, ruined Chris Masters, ruined John Morrison. List goes on and on. But some of those mid-2000 guys we all love, it ruined them.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Chris Masters and MVP and Shelton, because they were really close.
Oh, yeah. Vince likes to do his little pressure tests and just see what happens. And it's
Drew Galloway was another one.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think I know the next direction we're going to go. SmackDown spoilers.
Yeah, so we'll give you 5 seconds to get away here.
All right.
Spoilers! By the way, the ending. Or do you want to go to the ending, or just where do you want to start?
I got a list here, so I'll go through. So Chris Jericho kicks off SmackDown with a promo about the Royal Rumble. By the way, Josh, quickly, is he in the top three for contenders for the WWE World Heavyweight
Title? No.
I just wanted to establish that.
I would probably put, if we did our top five, would you agree with me? Number one is Triple H.
Yep.
Number two is Brock.
Yep.
Number three is Kevin Owens.
Yep.
Number four is Bray Wyatt.
Yep.
Number five is Roman, sure. I think you and I both agree Roman is not winning the title.
No. Some odds you just can't overcome.
No. But Jericho's not on there. No.
No. So then the New Day come out and interrupt, and they remember Francesca again.
Mm-hmm.
And the segment leads to the New Day versus the Usos and Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, why is Jericho not wrestling in anything? Have you heard anything about that? No. Or are they just trying to be careful?
I think they're just trying to be careful with him.
Mm-hmm.
because now everyone has to be wrapped in Teflon.
Mm-hmm.
So the Usos and Dolph Ziggler defeated the New Day with a triple super kick.
Yeah, I saw that. That'd be interesting.
Becky beat Alicia Fox by submission, so she's rolling in with some steam to the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
The Miz comes out for another edition of Miz TV. And by the way, speaking of Jericho again, why did he have the microphone flipped around like Miz in his opening segment?
Did he have, like, he had the W down?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I was like, what is this a sign of something? Is
Jericho... Maybe it was a rib between him and Miz or something.
Maybe. Yeah. His guest is Kevin Owens and IC champion Dean Ambrose. They talk about their last man standing match at the Royal Rumble. Ambrose ends up hitting Dirty D's on The Miz, but Owens then hits a pop-up powerbomb on The Miz to end the segment.
Interesting. So
The Miz, poor gets, Miz. Yeah, he gets bounced around. He main evented WrestleMania, Josh.
He was good then. I will defend that. He was a top star.
He main evented WrestleMania, and CM Punk never did.
No. But I will say, I will defend this, The Miz deserved it that year.
Yeah,
he worked his ass off. He got to the top. When he won that title against Randy Orton, cashing the Money in the Bank, you could not help but mark out. I will defend The Miz in that time again and again. He was a good heel champion. He did his job.
Yep, and that's what you need. You didn't need anything special. Bray Wyatt defeats Ryback.
Mm-hmm. So Titus Ryback's just a jobber now again, hey? He's kind of back to before he got injured.
Yeah. How things change, things stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Titus O'Neil defeated Stardust.
Right. So we'll get to Stardust stuff in a second.
Yeah. So now we have our main event, and we have Roman Reigns versus the League of Nations.
Yay.
And Roman Reigns defeats them via DQ.
Okay.
The Usos run down to even the odds and assist Reigns after the disqualification. And then the Wyatts then come to the ring and attacked.
Yep.
So
the Wyatts laid everybody out.
Yeah.
So that's good. It's double it then. They double down on it. Because I was like, I better not be Roman standing up tall. They need to make the Wyatts established.
Yeah.
So now you go into this rumble and you know, like, the Wyatts in fours are going to be deadly.
Yep.
Especially if it's this, the Wyatts going in to take out Brock Lesnar. At least now you establish that the Wyatts cannot be beat.
Yeah. And it's like, how can one man beat four guys and then Brock Lesnar will eventually do it at WrestleMania?
Yeah. My question is, like, how... I think there's going to be a spot if we're going to go... Because Brock's a Fastlane, too. So maybe he just fights the Wyatt at Fastlane and then has another WrestleMania program.
Yeah.
Maybe it's The Rock. Who knows? How do you have the Wyatts all eliminate him, or you just have maybe the Wyatts, some get eliminated, Brock eliminates two of them, and then maybe like Harper and Bray eliminate him, and then Harper and Bray can get eliminated afterwards.
What I would do is I would have it be kind of a bat, because if you have them eliminate Brock Lesnar, then that means Bray Wyatt's winning the WWE World Heavyweight title.
Mm-hmm. Because the four of them can't be beat by Triple H or Roman or Kevin Owens.
No. So what happens is Brock eliminates Strowman. Like, he clotheslines him. Okay. So that's a big deal.
And Rowan, maybe?
And then Rowan, he suplexes out of the ring.
Okay.
We never see Rowan again. So we've got two of the Wyatts down. But then one of them slides in with a chair, decks Brock, and it just becomes this gang-style beatdown. And none of the other guys in the ring are going to interfere. It's like, this guy suplexed me. I don't want to save Brock Lesnar.
No.
So they start beating him down, chairs, and then they drag him and they throw him out of the ring. And they just... Yeah. And it's kind of like what they did with The Undertaker. They kind of carry his body away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're kind of like, whoa. And that's a big moment for the Wyatts. Even though they lose, they just carried out the Beast Incarnate. And we're not going to have a segment where... Bray Wyatt puts on Brock's shirt and says he's absorbed the spirit of Brock Lesnar.
He'll just kind of say, like, he's the beast, but I am the eater of worlds and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And another thing I would do is I would have them attack Heyman.
Ooh.
Because then that's even more heat on them, because who's more popular than Brock Lesnar?
Paul.
Yeah. So if you have them take a shot at Paul, and it suddenly they beat it. And that would be even a cool thing to do on a Monday Night Raw. You have them beating down Paul Heyman, and it's like when JR gets beaten down, and you want that glass to shatter, and you're waiting for that Texas Rattlesnake to come out. It'd be the same thing. They're beating down Paul Heyman, this defenseless, poor Jewish man who has a family, and he's getting beaten down, and Vince will go for this. And he's getting beaten down, and then you hear Lesnar's music.
I like it.
Crowd pops. And that's how you have Brock come back, and you just have him start close. And the Wyatts sneak away, because the Wyatts don't want to stay there and fight.
No.
And that's when you have Brock suplex Michael Cole, and then you have the guy from SmackDown take his place.
Oh, Mauro? That'd be great.
Figure two birds with one stone, right?
Let's, we're already 40 minutes in, so we gotta start fast forwarding a little bit here. Let's move to Rumble predictions.
Yep.
So do you have the list in front of you of confirmed matches? I think there's just three right now, right?
There's four matches.
Let's go. Tag title match first.
New Day retain.
I see the Usos win.
Yeah, I'm not gonna disagree with you.
Becky Charlotte.
Charlotte retains.
I've been going back and forth in this one. I think you're right, though. Charlotte does. I think Becky wins in a fast lane.
Yeah.
Or maybe, although I do think Charlotte goes into WrestleMania, though, don't you?
Yeah. I think they want to have her have a good run.
Yeah, so Charlotte retains. Kalisto and Del Rio.
Kalisto wins because they like to play hot potato with the U.S. title.
I think they like a little push here on Del Rio. I'm going to stick with Del Rio.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens in a last man
standing match of the year possibility right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
There's so many different ways they can go with this. I'm going to stay with my prediction, and I'm going to go with KO.
I am going to go opposite of you. I think they're going to let Dean run with it. I think Fastlane's when you see a title drop.
Okay. And anything else we missed? There isn't another match?
Nope, there's nothing else according to the list I got here.
And then we got the big one. The Royal Rumble match itself.
WrestleMania.
We're going to talk about surprises in a second here. I've wrote a list out. We're going to have a little game with Joel. Straight up winner.
Triple H.
Yeah, me too. I think it's Hunter.
Yeah, it's easy.
Right choice. It's the 100% right choice.
Right now, it totally is. Because you can't have Vince win the Royal Rumble.
No. It's the right program to go with. You've built it up. Have Hunter, Roman. I love the story. I even like this idea of Roman getting the title back at WrestleMania. I don't hate on Roman Reigns if it's the right story for the right person. And it's the right story for him to lose the title here and get his redemption at WrestleMania, and then go back and forth, back and forth. And at SummerSlam, guess who's waiting for him?
Seth Rollins.
Yes. Or John Cena.
Or both.
Yes. I like the story. They're running with him. We have to accept it. Maybe Kevin Owens bumps in along the way and we get Kevin Owens championship run. Who knows? But this is the match that has to happen. It makes the most sense. There's no reason to complain and whine about it. Just make Triple H win it. It makes the most sense.
Yeah, and that's one thing that there have been a lot of, like, you notice on Twitter. It can be a black hole for pro wrestling.
Well, Road Dogg said this the best today, and it really hit on me. He said, I see a lot of people complain to me on Twitter, but he's like, you realize it's like 100 people. Even maybe it's 100,000 people. He's like, Raw does 5 million people, and some of the network specials do more than that. So why would I listen to 100 people when everyone else isn't saying the same thing? Even like, and I'm starting to realize how much the kids are growing on Roman. Bill Simmons had his son do an analysis of the Royal Rumble and who he picks to win it. And it was adorable. Totally wrong on a lot of stuff, but he was adorable. He's a kid. He doesn't know better. And his kid is a huge Roman Reigns fan now. We have to remember, sometimes they're going more to those audiences just because, you know, we're in our 30s and 20s and we love this product. They're the ones that are buying more of the merchandise and stuff, you know?
Sometimes.
So I think you have to – we always think about it in a selfish way, like me. Give us Daniel Bryan. Give us Finn Balor. Give us Kevin Owens. It's the right choice. When Roman Reigns is there, and they like Roman Reigns, and you got to appeal to that side of it too.
Yeah. No, and I totally agree with you.
And look, Joel and I will both admit, I think Roman Reigns gets booked way too heavy. I think even Super Cena didn't have this much. It's a little bit annoying, but it's the right choice right now. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Here's the thing. Even if it's the wrong choice, which I still think that there's a part of me that's like, I don't know. But here's the thing. It is what it is. And we're still going to have our guys wrestle. So
I mean, we can even have Kevin Owens loses, wins the title, Kevin Owens Undertaker for the title. Brock Lesnar wins it. Brock Lesnar, Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt wins it. Bray Wyatt versus Brock Lesnar for the title. I'm fine with that, aren't you?
Yeah, there's a... I don't think... they do like to swerve us.
The Rock comes in and wins it. Like, for all we know, right? Like, maybe AJ Styles wins the damn title. I don't know.
What would you do if he won the title?
I don't know. Then you, like, I guess the program's AJ and Chris Jericho?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, AJ and Finn? I don't know.
It would be interesting. Like, I don't know how internet would react to that.
It'd be a big boom.
Oh, yeah.
But I think, to me, I'm going to say two things for sure. I know Roman Reigns is not going to win.
Yeah.
I think Brock Lesnar's going to beat his record.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I think Hunter's going to win it. And I don't think Hunter... Here's an idea I have for you really quick. So, number five, number six doesn't come to the ring. And then you kind of forget about them. The ring's cleared. Roman throws over the last guy. Yes, I won it. Vince, this night's not over yet. There's one component that didn't enter the ring yet. And then it's Triple H at the very end.
You could have something like, I still think Hunter comes out at 30.
I think he comes out at 32. I think he's 30 or 29 or something like that. Because he'll start making people like, oh, where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if Hunter doesn't come out, I actually would be more surprised if Hunter doesn't come out.
No, I would be too.
Because at that point, you and I are going to be like,
who's winning this now?
Who's winning this now? Yeah, exactly.
And then Roman wins it.
Like you said, they do like to swerve people. So we could all be like, oh, yeah, Hunter is going to win it. Or maybe Roman wins the Rumble and they're like, improv match, Hunter versus Roman right now.
Yeah. Or maybe the Seth Rollins injury was all a work.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't think I could handle that. I don't
know.
I don't think I think I would just stop and I just kind of curl up into a ball and I'd sit there and I would be, I don't know, or maybe corporate Daniel Bryan comes out.
Ooh. So I think we both that are what the chances are and who do we think the champions are in the programs there.
Yeah.
Surprises. The best part of the Royal Rumble. You said you have a list of competitors that are confirmed.
Yep.
How many are confirmed?
All right, let's count. Seventeen.
So
over half,
and like a guy like Kane's not on there though, right?
No,
Kane's not on there.
So here's everyone on the list right now. Big Show, Curtis Axel, Bray Wyatt, Braun Strowman, Luke Harper, Eric Rowan, Ryback, Ziggler, Jericho, Reigns, Lesnar, Stardust, Sheamus, Truth, Henry, Neville, and Titus.
Okay, so no Owens, no Ambrose. So 19 there, I would assume.
Yeah.
Del Rio on there? Is Del Rio on there? So Del Rio's not on there. Is Rusev on there?
Nope.
Rusev's not on there, so 21. Sheamus on there?
Nope.
22. Oh, yes. Sheamus is?
Yeah.
New Day's not on there?
No.
So 25. Usos 24. On there?
Pardon?
Usos on there?
No.
So one of the Usos. So let's say there's about 25. So there's probably room for about 5 to 3 surprises, let's say.
Yeah.
Let's just say there's 26 on there because Hunter. Yeah. We're, I'd say, 99.9 sure Hunter's in it. So I'm going to give you a few names, Joel. And I want you to say likely, unlikely, or no chance in hell.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to start, since we're close to NXT, let's get the NXT feel out here. Let's start with some of the trainers. Norman Smiley.
Not a chance in hell.
Matt Bloom.
not a
as
chance in
Adrian
hell.
or Albert. Really?
Maybe,
I think that they would
likely.
just Baron Corbin.
Likely.
You can even say yeah, maybe as well. You can go maybe, likely, and yeah. Okay. Anyways, Finn Balor.
Maybe.
Hideo Itami.
Likely.
Sami Zayn.
No chance in hell.
Apollo Crews.
No chance in hell.
Samoa Joe.
No chance in hell.
Okay, we're gonna move out of there. Because I can't think of any other trainers that could come up there. Batista.
No chance in hell.
Why is that?
Batista's no chance in hell because Guardians will be starting in March, and we weren't able to find out any insurance, but with how messy the Rock stuff is, I have my doubts he will pop up at the Royal Rumble. He may be just a one-shot, mm-hmm. but right now I'm saying no chance in hell.
You mentioned his name, the great one, The Rock.
I am going to go with maybe, because there's a 50-50 chance that WWE will be paying for his insurance, mm-hmm. because The Rock is worth that type of money. So
yes, he is.
So he's a maybe.
All right, Carlito.
No chance in hell.
Shelton Benjamin.
Maybe.
John Morrison.
No chance in hell. Lucha Underground's got him locked down. So.
Montel Fontavious Porter.
Maybe.
Chris Masters.
No chance in hell.
Bill Goldberg.
Maybe.
Charlie Haas.
Maybe.
Maven.
No chance in hell.
Kurt Angle.
No chance in hell. He's working. He's working his retirement match against Bobby Lashley.
So here's my theory. Dixie let Kevin Nash go when he was under contract. She let Ric Flair go when he was under contract. If Kurt goes to Dixie, I have 2 weeks, a week and a half left. Can I please go in the Royal Rumble? It would mean everything to me. Given up the dream, Joel. I haven't given it up.
You're not going to get to hear the music. I'm sorry.
Here's an interesting one. Jake Roberts.
No chance in hell. He doesn't have the health for it.
No?
No.
Which
we
Shane,
will be reviewing his video very soon.
Very soon. Very soon. Shane O'Mac.
Maybe.
Who else is there up there?
He's the winner of the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Josh.
Here's the big one, Joel. Are you ready?
Yep.
The phenomenal AJ Styles.
You know what? I'm going to go with maybe. And the reason I'm going with maybe is he's kind of had some hints at it. They've had some hints, but they like to swerve us. Maybe he's the night after the Royal Rumble.
Daniel Bryan.
No chance in hell.
I'm trying to think.
Okay, so you said Daniel Bryan's name. You just got to tell me.
There's one more quick. And Randy Orton.
No chance now.
Because his shoulder is healed and he doesn't need neck surgery. And he was used all over that video.
I think he will be. I don't think he'll be back.
And I can't think of anyone else. I think I got everybody out there.
Yeah. So now you got to tell me. I just need to know now, what was the Daniel Bryan news? Because it's been bugging me for 55 minutes.
Oh, well, that's why I asked you before we did the pod, if you wanted to do it. It's nothing huge.
I just need to know.
He didn't like Tough Enough. He didn't like being a judge.
I thought it was something to do with his injury.
It really shows him struggling. And, the injury part, there is stuff with the injury where Brie. So this is the Total Divas portion. We have news coming up. If you don't want to listen to about Total Divas, it'll be about 3 minutes, 5 minutes, because Joel will ask sarcastic answers and questions back at me. So anyways, Brie is starting her own kind of company, but she's going to be on the road. She just needs Brian to take care of it, and Brian has this talk with the people of this company being like, I just miss wrestling so much. I can't do anything without thinking about wrestling. I love gardening, but when I'm gardening, I'm thinking of wrestling and what I could do and a new way I can innovate and a new move I can do. When I'm driving, I'm thinking of wrestling. When I'm sleeping, I'm thinking of wrestling. When I'm in the shower, I'm thinking of wrestling. This is all I want to do in my life. I just want to wrestle. And you can just see how much he just wants to wrestle.
They're gonna have to cut him.
Yeah, it's. I've never seen someone so tortured about it. Like, you look at guys like Shawn Michaels, who just haunted up, and you know, it brings a tear to your eye. It really gets you depressed because this is the guy that, you know, everyone knows the reasons why we fell in love with him, but here's a guy, he's just struggling, and his wife, he's saying, like, well, you know, at least we can start a family and stuff, and he's just so blind right now to anything else. He doesn't even care about having kids right now or starting a family. All he wants to do is wrestle. He feels like he was robbed.
He, you know what, in a way he was.
Absolutely he was.
And, like, you know, and this brings up the whole thing on health and just wellness, and it's hard because you want these guys to be able to walk when they're 80, and you don't want another
situation. Dynamite.
Yeah, you don't want another certain situation that I'm not gonna bring up anymore.
Nope.
It's hard, but man, I would trade a little chunk of change for a Daniel Bryan match. Just one more.
If he could just get his match with Nakamura and then be done, I'd be fine.
Yeah. I think I would want two matches out of him.
I think the thing for me is, like, obviously we know how serious concussions are right now. I mean, Randall L. of Pittsburgh came out today and talked about memory loss, and he wished he would have played baseball and how dangerous football can be, and the concussions have just changed his life and made him depressed and everything like that. So we know what concussions can do, and maybe this is some of the concussion talking too for him. Of the depression, of not being able to wrestle, and the way it's messing with his brain. And I think, though, and I don't take concussions lightly, but it's not like Edge's spine.
Yeah.
Let him have the one more match and then say, okay, we're going to give you one more match, and then you're done. You're done. That's it. You have the match with Nakamura, your opponent of your choosing, whatever it may be, but then, Brian, you're done. I'm sorry, you're done.
And I think that you can.
That's a fair trade-off to me.
That is. If in an ideal world, I'd try to get two matches. I'd try to get the Nakamura, and then I'd try to get the Kurt match.
Yeah.
But after that,
I don't know if Kurt can get, as much as I'm never going to give him my Kurt dream, I just don't know if he'll get cleared.
Yeah. That's the big thing now is the health and wellness.
I mean, you and I were talking about AJ Styles, you know, had these back problems in December and wondering, will AJ be able to get cleared? But he wrestled in England this week and had no problems, so I can't see why he wouldn't.
Yeah, and he's a guy that's gone on the record multiple times and said that he does not want, he wants to walk away from pro wrestling.
Yeah, well, he did that interview with What Culture and pretty much said, like, he's got about 4 years left. And when I heard that, I'm like, well, of course, this WWE deal makes so much sense now. He's wrestled everywhere. He gets the big payday to feed his kids, and he gets to be in that family. Because once he's in that WWE family, he's set for life, right?
Yeah.
Because now, like, you go back to that Road Dogg interview with JBL, and Road Dogg said about how many times they send him to rehab and on their dime. Yeah. And that's the stuff that we never hear enough about the WWE. It's stuff they do for these guys like Scott Hall and Road Dogg and others that are struggling with addiction. Jim Neidhart, for another example, struggling with addiction and all this stuff, and they help them out no matter what their relationship is. If for some reason CM Punk didn't want to become straight edge and went crazy, they would pay for him. They don't care. It's something we never hear enough about with these guys. And for AJ to be part of that family, and I think that's a big part of it for him, too, is you're going to be part of the WWE family, which is always going to be there for you in the long term.
Yeah.
Which I love that part of it. Okay. Any last things from the Rumble or anything before we get on?
Nothing I can think of.
As far as the other stuff in Total Divas, we had some stuff about Tyson Kidd on there. He was getting ready to go for surgery in his spine. It's very serious. He doesn't know if he'll wrestle again. And they showed a little bit preview of Nikki and her neck and how bad that was. And I think that going to the Charlotte match, she knew she was hurt.
Oh, yeah.
They made it look like that her neck was bugging her from the torture, and they showed the rack attack multiple times. So, like you said, Joel, it was a rack attack.
Yep.
So we will we will see. Paige has a concussion, I've heard.
Yep.
So, I mean, they can make her go on TV and walk around. It's fine. But she can't compete just yet. Natty's over her ankle injury. So some of the divas getting better health. Any update on Sasha?
No, nothing.
So, don't know what's going on with Sasha. Hopefully we see her soon. Right now, we don't really... I hate to say this. We don't really need Sasha because we have a great promo with great stuff with Becky and Charlotte. So, yeah. Sometimes on to the news.
Injury is a blessing in disguise. Nothing really. Nothing that stands out. This has been a kind of... This has been a flux.
Like
this
Bride didn't get cut on Monday.
Yeah. So that rumor is proven false.
Meltzer... said, like, when he keeps on hearing stuff every single day right now. Maybe he's cleared, and if he's cleared, he's good to go. Maybe he's not cleared, he doesn't know.
Really?
And some people were getting at him and hating on him on Twitter, saying he was trolling people about Daniel Bryan. He's like, I just know what I know. I don't know too much. And some people have heard, apparently, about two of the entries in the Royal Rumble, and they're big ones. But there haven't been leaks yet, and I think you and I were going to do our job to kind of stay off those dirt sheets. And the next, I'm staying off the dirt sheets from Friday on,
because
they don't call these guys apparently for until 4 days before the show, and that's why a lot of guys cancel on them. So this time they're trying to jump ahead a little bit,
yeah,
to secure people. So I don't really want any spoilers because that's the fun part of the Rumble. I remember the year I had heard that Kevin Nash and Booker were coming in. I was like, oh, man, I wish I didn't know that Kevin Nash and Booker were coming in. Because it would have been so much of a shock prize to see Booker T and Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
Like you said, kind of slow on the news side. I think the biggest news story really right now is, will we see a Bryan or an AJ Styles in there?
Yeah. You know what? This is a road to WrestleMania. It's kicked off. As much as it's been kind of down, I'm excited to see where things go. And hope for the best.
I think, we have some matches that are starting to kind of get lined up a little bit that kind of intrigue me. I'm intrigued by the possibility of Bray and Brock, if it's not The Rock. I'm intrigued by Roman and Hunter. I'm intrigued with this tag title match on the show. I think the thing about this Rumble match is, too, is there's some good matches. Like, say what you want to say about Kalisto and Del Rio and this hot potato flip-flop, and they're still good matches.
Yep.
And I think Becky and Charlotte, they built it up really good. They built up KO and Ambrose really good, and New Day and the Usos, that's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's tough for them. That first hour is going to be really hard for people to get their full attention with the NFC Championship game between the Cardinals and the Panthers. They got to hope that the Panthers do the same thing that they did to the Seahawks, and that people come in and it's like, oh, it's 31-0. That game's over.
Yep.
I know that's kind of what we're hoping for.
Oh yeah, fingers crossed. It's going to be a wild Sunday.
Knowing their luck and our luck, watching it, it's going to be
a triple
overtime game, and it's going to be nuts. But we'll have to see what happens Sunday. It's unfortunate they have to go against such a big event, but it's the Royal Rumble. You can't miss it for anything in the world.
Nope.
What are you the most excited about? What are you anticipating the most? Is it AJ?
Yeah, I want to see AJ Styles. Like, mm-hmm. just now really growing into being a fan of AJ Styles. It's just like you recognize his talent. And you're like, I want to see AJ Styles. Vince Russo's not excited because, bro, they can't get over.
Yeah, bro. What are you hoping that when we do this podcast next week, you've been like, Josh, I didn't like that they did it like this. What are you hoping doesn't happen?
I'm hoping they just don't have Roman Superman punch everyone out of the ring and win.
Mm-hmm.
And just outright win, like knock out Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
I'm also hoping that we don't have a 70-year-old WWE World Heavyweight Champion. You know what? If that happens, can we make a deal? If Vince McMahon, because it's so unlikely, if Vince McMahon walks out as WWE World Heavyweight Champion, you have to do a whole podcast as Vince McMahon.
Done.
All right, there we go.
Joel's rooting for this now. Damn it.
And that No Chance in Hell hits.
That's how that would be the song to the next podcast, too.
Pardon?
I'm doing kayfabe the entire time as Vince McMahon.
Oh, God, I'm going to love it.
You're just going to ask me questions, and you're like, Well, you know, I didn't like that. Well, shut the fuck up.
I'll get someone to sneeze.
Oh, no. Cat sneezer on me. God damn it. I'm going to have so much water for that. So,
come on, Vince. Please win.
It's been a crazy week. We recorded this on a Tuesday night. Fingers crossed nothing happens. Lord. Oh, one last little thing really quickly. We know who CM Punk may fight.
Yeah.
And one of their names is Michael Jackson, and that's who we're going for. Because there'd be nothing better than Michael Jackson for CM Punk.
So does that mean that this Michael Jackson has to come out to Thriller?
He's got to. And so the fight will happen. It's let me get the full stats here before we go off. Hold on, wait a minute. Boop, 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 boop. Okay, it's Mickey Gall versus Michael Jackson at UFC 196. And the winner of that will face CM Punk at 199. CM Punk gets to be on the show that every UFC fighter does not want to be on.
The show before the big payday.
The show before 200. I think that's almost better for Punk, though.
Yep, less pressure.
Because the spotlight's not going to really be on him at 200. You've got to think Conor's going to be on 200. Holly Holm will be on 200. You know, whoever else, maybe Chris Weidman, you know, like the biggest stars.
Oh yeah.
Are going to be on that show. Maybe they even call Brock to get Brock to come and just make an appearance. You never know, right?
Yeah.
They're going to want to put everybody on that show, and Punk gets to kind of headline his own show on 189. No idea where it is at yet, so maybe they put in Chicago for him.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of nice. We know 200 is in Vegas, which Joel and I have never agreed with. Mm. You think if you're going to do 200, go big.
Yep.
Want to be WrestleMania? Make it WrestleMania. Go to Madison Square Garden, or do it really big and go to Dallas.
Yep.
I will say before people come yelling at us, yes, I know the New York Commission. We don't know what's going on there with fighting and whatnot. It's a whole complicated thing. Hopefully, maybe they could get it by then. Or yeah, you know, you could just do 200 in Calgary.
Yeah, you owe us. So.
You owe us. So give us 200.
Maybe like a big Christmas present.
Or give us 99. I'll take 199.
You know how expensive UFC tickets are?
Oh, I know.
It's crazy.
I wouldn't mind seeing CM Punk's first fight, though.
That would definitely, especially when Cult of Personality hit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sticking with that. That's what I'm sticking with.
Are you happy that he's getting, no disrespect to these guys, I'm sure they're great fighters, but he's not getting a known name, that he's getting an up-and-comer?
Yeah, probably for the best. It's because it's the same level as him.
Yeah, like I can't think right now of the class he's in, but let's say he was going against a Weidman or a Lawler or, God forbid, a Conor McGregor. He would be destroyed.
Could you imagine the promos between the two of those?
Oh, him and Conor? I don't know if they're the same weight class, though.
Yeah, I don't think Punk's a featherweight.
No.
But the program's
Josh. Oh, my God. It'd be him and Chael Sonnen, too, would have been great. But and maybe when Chael Sonnen's unsuspended, maybe they'll figure something out there.
That would be fun.
I wouldn't mind. It's too late to go through these in classes and stuff, but if you could somehow do Chael Sonnen versus Conor... I think Conor would knock his block off, but the promos coming up would be fantastic.
They would talk nonsense to each other.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, Conor has that, the Irish blood boil, talk crap to you, and Chael Sonnen just steals stuff from Billy Graham and wrestling promos. So it works too perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, also, one last news tidbit that broke today. Jim Ross will be calling New Japan Wrestling again.
Ooh.
So, anyone to think that he's coming back to the WWE anytime? Nope. He will be back with New Japan.
Not that bad thing.
Nope. I thought he did rather good there. Joel's going to do some last-minute checkup here, but I think we're about near the end of our rope.
The only bit we have is a wrestler from Canada had passed away. Iron Mike Sharp,
yes.
Yeah, he was great. Trained by the Missing Link.
Mm-hmm.
And he retired in 1995. He was born in Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he passed away.
Sadly, yeah, another great one. It was not funny, but, you know, we had Foley from the Eagles pass away the other day. And, you know, the music industry has been really hit really hard. And my buddy that listens to all this rock music and he's getting over, like, Lemmy and David Bowie and now Foley. I'm like, welcome to being a pro wrestling fan the last few years. Yeah. This is what it's like. All your idols are passing away.
It hits, and when it rains, it pours. The wrestling floodgates have been pretty...
Except for that. Well, when we had Dusty and Piper last year, that was rough.
Yeah, that was, you never expected that. But
then on a happy note, the Royal Rumble. It's my favorite match. It's one of the most exciting. I think it's the best match for casual fans to come watch, too.
Oh, yeah.
They love it. I love it. I love the Royal Rumble. I love the excitement. I love waiting. I love the game that Joel and I play with this, with our buddy Paul. And anyone else that comes and joins us, I'm excited. I'm hyped up, and I can't wait till Sunday. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed the first half of the podcast. We got a quick breaking news situation, because this always happens to us, Joel.
Always.
Okay, so first, let's go with the news that we're not going to talk as much about, is that the WWE Hall of Fame has been leaked, apparently, the list of inductees. And the list is JBL, Jacqueline, Regis Philbin, the Freebirds, and Charles Wright, mainly, though, as the Godfather character.
And Sting at the headline.
And Sting is the headline. So, really quickly in mind, Regis Philbin, the celebrity ring joke, we're not going to talk about that. I don't agree with Jacqueline being a woman Divas Hall of Famer at all.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty boring class. I think JBL and Freebirds is fine, but yeah. Jacqueline and Godfather's pretty boring.
I think at this point in time you need to have it maybe limited on who you have. You don't have to always have this big list of people.
No.
Because you kinda shut yourself in the foot when you start inducting everyone right away, right off the hop. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to do it year after year, have lots of inductions. I think they might need to scale it back a bit, except that to have a good product, maybe we need to have smaller is better.
You know what? And personally for me, I would like to, if they just had JBL, Freebirds, and Sting, I'm fine with that because I'd like longer speeches.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to hear Sting talk for like half an hour, 45 minutes, or same with JBL and Michael Hayes. I'm perfectly fine hearing them talk. I just... You know, Meltzer's Hall of Fame is one of the Hall of Fames that we have that has a standard. Like, Sting is just not in it.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, but that's how high the standard is. Like, Edge just got in this year. And I think WWE should have a higher standard. Like, I'm sorry, all respect to Charles Wright. He put a great set of work in with the WWE, but he's not a Hall of Famer. He's not a Hall of Famer, and neither is Jacqueline.
No, I totally agree with you. I think... When you sent me the list, I was kind of like, there's nothing special on there. And there's not really, so,
Well, and like for divas, there's divas out there that are all Hall of Famers. Like, I would agree Molly Holly is a WWE Diva Hall of Fame.
Yep.
I would agree, like, I mean, let's put it out there. The China card is always going to be out there.
Oh, yeah.
Who else? Mickie James is someone that I would consider. Yep. I mean, even, I don't think she is a Hall of Famer, but... Hell, if you're going to just put random divas as Hall of Famers, then give it to Eve Torres or Kelly Kelly.
Yeah. Maryse,
like, I just don't think that Jackie is a Hall of Famer in any sense of the word. Because I think of two things with her. I think about her breast accidentally getting exposed. And I think of doing the stuff with Terry Reynolds and PMS. That's it. Terry Reynolds would be a Hall of Famer over her for sure.
Yeah.
She's one of the first original divas. I don't understand why Jackie is in this at all. Like, I have a problem more with Jackie going in than with Charles Wright.
Yeah, I know, and I don't disagree with you. I think that it's time to start setting an actual standard for it and not just going, crap, mm-hmm. We need to fill this out with different people. We need to fill certain quotas. They just need to go with, these are the class, and make it smaller. Make it like make it three or four guys and gals.
Yeah, because... I mean, like I said, there's so many better divas that we could have. I mean, as we transition on, because we do actually have kind of three breaking news stories. Nikki Bella released an interesting Snapchat today saying she has an interview with WWE.com. She had an interesting thing on her Twitter. And it looks like Nikki Bella we don't know, but everything's leaning towards it. It looked like she may be retiring.
Yeah. Well, that rack attack and that neck injury just really put put a halt on her career, and it might stop it completely.
I mean,
the Bellas, like you and me were discussing earlier, the Bellas are pretty much set for life. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, oh my God, their career's over. John Cena and Daniel Bryan didn't do too bad for themselves.
No, and so, I mean, I think the only question really for them is what will happen with Total Divas, which is, as a wrestling fan, for most, a significant, like, less important thing. And in a way, maybe they can just transition to being full reality stars.
Yeah.
Because I think with Nikki gone, Brie will eventually be on too, because I don't think there's much left for Brie as well.
No, I think both of them. Like, you can just see, I think it's time that, you know, they've run their course. They've done what they wanted to do. They've accomplished everything that they wanted to do. So now maybe it's time to kind of put a nice little bow on everything and transition into the next phase of their lives.
And for Brie, that would be Daniel Babies.
Yep, bearded babies.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, God.
And then last, and maybe the most important as we go into the Rumble this week, AJ Styles has been confirmed by two sources to have been at Stamford, Connecticut, got his physical, and be at the Royal Rumble this Sunday and at Monday Night Raw and SmackDown.
Yep. From everything I've heard from both my sources that I trust and your sources that you trust, we're getting a phenomenal one, but we don't know if it'll be at the Royal Rumble. There's no guarantee.
No, it may be Raw. He is booked at Raw for sure. Rumble is there, but there's a lot of, I don't know what the word is, WWE, knowing that it's out there. But I think, personally, for me,
they'll want to swerve us.
I just think, I'm just going to be anticipating AJ the entire time. I was like, is this AJ? 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 And in a way, they may fall into the same problem that they did 2 years ago with Brian.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people are going to be like, is this AJ Styles? Is this AJ Styles? So just put him out there because the crowd will be happy when they see him.
Yeah.
It's Orlando. The people know who he is because of TNA. It's the best spot to premiere him.
Oh, yeah. And you've got the NXT crowd, which is always a bit smarter. And the Royal Rumble always brings out a bit of a smarter crowd.
Yeah.
So I think this is the perfect time for to debut AJ Styles. But what we talked about when we said that, I don't know if AJ Styles will ever go to WWE. Now we're talking about what day is he going to debut.
No,
I think both you and me can put like a 90% stamp on AJ Styles will wrestle in WWE ring.
Yes, and it's pretty nuts.
Nakamura's King of Strong Style shirts that are in the pro wrestling tees are going to be only available up to the 31st, and then they are being pulled.
Wow, that's crazy.
So I think, you know, if his merchandise is suddenly getting pulled, it's got to mean one thing, Josh.
It's got to mean something. And the last little nidbit, Joel, another breaking news story that is going to get us all a little bit excited is, well, we don't know yet, but Daniel Bryan has been cleared by a UCLA doctor.
How many doctors is this, Josh?
I think from my count, it's three, because I believe there was an Arizona Cardinals doctor.
Yeah.
Doctor, I think there was one in his home state of Washington or in Portland.
Yeah.
And now this UCLA doctor.
Didn't
so that's
he have
three.
His personal doctor clear him as well?
Yeah. So it's three or four that have cleared him, except for the WWE doctors.
So
and I wonder if this... Go ahead.
My question to you is, and my thought is, so you've had about four doctors clear Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
You think four out of five doctors recommend toothpaste, so you think four out of five doctors
I was gonna
recommend
say,
Daniel Bryan being
clear. I was going to say, isn't that the old saying, four out of five doctors recommend? I think we need a heavy dose of yes, yes, yes at the Royal Rumble.
I don't know if it's good at the Royal Rumble. Cause
yeah, you don't want to start people getting hyped up. But I don't know. I mean, if he's cleared, then you know you're so thin on the roster. Do it. I do wonder one thing too quick, and then I'll let you go, Joel, is, you know, Freddie Prinze Jr. was on Jericho's podcast, and he said that Vince doesn't like little guys to get the belt to because he's scared they're getting injured. I wonder if that's just Vince overall just worried about Bryan getting injured again and doesn't want to deal with putting a title, putting a storyline, putting anything in his hands.
And here's the thing that I think, like, I know a lot of people, like, can we just clear him? But the thing is, he's got to change his wrestling style a bit.
Yes.
I think that's probably a big thing. He has to go from less of these dives to more of this kind of submission, technician, work in the ring, do stuff like that.
Yes.
Because
yes.
That's safer for him. And
yes.
like, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, the other thing is that the one name that pops up, and I hate bringing him up on anything, is Benoit.
Mm.
You think, God, I don't want another situation like that.
Well, you had brought this up earlier, too, is, you know, we talk about that movie Concussion, and the guy from Concussion works with Christopher Nowitzki. Does he have to go to Nowitzki to have the finalized and done?
I think that would be a good person to go to, because here's the thing with Nowitzki. If Nowitzki says you're good, then...
I know they don't have a good relationship with him, though. That's another thing.
Yeah, I don't think they're big fans of Nowitzki at all.
No, but I just, like, does it get to a point now where the WWE doctors say, like, okay, come to our doctors then, and if it... Like, if he doesn't get cleared by their doctors, he doesn't get cleared by their doctors. But this is a UCLA doctor who is probably checking out the football team.
Yeah.
So, and football team, you know, we know the deal with the concussions in there. So, I mean, I don't know what else it's going to take.
I wonder how strict WWE's policy is. Because, well, that could be the other big thing, is that WWE could be a lot more stricter than what...
the NFL or NCAA have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they could be, well, and that's one thing that I'm a little nervous about, because they will go out of their way to clear guys to make sure that teams have that star player or have that star athlete. So my concern is you suddenly have doctors that, but this UCLA, you gotta figure if he's a specialist, he's gonna be a little bit more honest. And that's one thing, is all these other doctors are saying he's good to go. What is he failing in these concussion tests with WWE?
Well, and I think it was Punk that mentioned what the concussion protocol was in that Colt Cabana podcast, if I'm not mistaken.
Like, was there was running
the ropes and stuff that he had to do.
Yeah. And you didn't feel sick, because we saw it even on Breaking Ground, where they had him go through a whole routine of running the ropes, taking bumps, and seeing how he felt. So, and if Brian's feeling fine,
I mean, let's be honest, the speculation now for the Rumble, whether we think he's going to be in or not, it's going to be hyped that people will think there's a possibility of Daniel Bryan. So add that for another possible surprise, along with AJ Styles and Triple H.
Josh, I think what we have to do is we have to plan the podcast and just sit there and wait for like a couple minutes before we start recording to go, okay, there's no breaking news, we're good to go. Because this is getting ridiculous.
It seems like the Thursdays are the worst sometimes, too.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Dave Meltzer, because, like, he does his newsletter on a Tuesday, and it always seems things break on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And so when Meltzer puts out, he always jokes. He's like, I wish I just had a 24-hour newsletter, because whenever I put my newsletter out, something stupid breaks.
Yeah, I think he might have to. I'd be okay with a 24/7 newsletter from Dave Meltzer.
I'm sure a lot of people would. So there's the latest in Daniel Bryan. Hopefully, we see him soon. I mean, obviously we'd all love to see him at the Royal Rumble, but it's, as we record this right now, who knows what else we're gonna add to this damn podcast. It's Thursday right now. I don't know how long it takes the doctors to clear someone. If they have, maybe this whole thing has been a work, Joel.
Oh, I'd hate it if it was.
Because I've always been spectacle of him when he went on to Twitter and said, WWE clear me already, for the AJ and Nakamura thing.
Yeah.
That was very interesting that he did that. So we'll see. It's Thursday. It's 3 days before the Royal Rumble. Maybe he gets cleared by then. We'll find out.
Maybe. Well, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Fresh Take. Make sure that you check us out on Twitter at FreshTake42, at StickBoy, at StickBoyYYC, at my Twitter, which is Jawa31, at Joel's, which is JoelJohnsonTV. Be sure to follow us on both our Facebooks, at StickBoy and a Fresh Take. And if you want and you're bored, follow me on Snapchat at Jawa31. Anything left to plug there, Joel?
No, I think that's it. We Talk Podcast. Check out all the good things.
Yes, check out We Talk Podcast. We're going to do this wonderful thing without them supporting us.
Yep.
And until next time, cheers!
The phenomenal one's going to be in WWE.
No more breaking news. Enjoy the day, people.
Well, that will do it for our Royal Rumble preview. talking AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan is going to be crazy. The only way to know what's going to happen in the Royal Rumble is to check it out yourself. Big thanks to Josh for coming on again, talking wrestling, and an even bigger thanks to We Talk Podcast for giving us this opportunity, and we will be back with a Royal Rumble reaction. So stay tuned and have a good day.